Christian last name is Hinojosa. First name is Isaiah. Date of visit is March 5, 2024. Next referral. Patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in December 2020. Kind of patient was in a U.S. aircraft carrier. First up, patient tells me that when he was on deck, the exhaust from an aircraft blew him away, into the intake of another aircraft. First up, patient tells me that his head hit the intake of the aircraft. First up, patient has immediate loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, when he woke up, patient was already in the medical bay. First up, he thinks he was out of consciousness for at least 10 to 15 minutes. First up, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, patient's memory deficit. First up, patient did not know what happened for the rest of the day. First up, next day, patient tells me that he was not able to do basic tasks and basic duties of his job. First up, patient has lingering headaches. First up, next birthday, since the event, patient has severe headache almost every day. First up, patient also some memory cognitive deficits. First up, his memory is not as good as previously. First up, patient has short temper. First up, patient has irritability. First up, patient has a difficulty remember events. First up, patient also have a foggy brain fog feelings. First up, patient has constant headaches every day. Next up, patient is in the Navy. First up, patient used to be an aviation machinist and mechanic. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. First up, patient has difficulty to remember his task duties. First up, patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate with the chronic daily headaches. First up, patient tells me his memory is significantly affecting him that he's not able to follow instruction well anymore. First up, patient. Next patient, last name is V as in Victor, A-R-G-A-S. First name is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N. Date of visit is March 5, 2024. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in February of 2019. Coming to patient is at what Air Force Base? First up, a patient tells me that there was an explosion because there was some fuel and air mixture. First up, a patient tells me that the explosion caused him to have a blast injury to his head. First up, a patient tells me that the explosion and the blast that hit his head. First up, patients have significant ringing in the ears. So first up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, however, patient has severe headache. First up, patient becomes confused and disoriented. First up, patient tells me that he has headache and confusion for the rest of the day. First up, patient also has significant dizziness sensation. Next paragraph. In 2022, patient was in NAS, Lemoore, L-E-M-O-O-R, California. First up, patient tells me a jet motor blew up, there was a result of explosion. First up, patient tells me that explosion caused blast injury to his head. First up, patient tells me that he has severe head pain. First up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First up, patient tells me that he has severe ear pain. First up, patient became confused and disoriented for the rest of the day. First up, next to a paragraph of patient also has another incident in 2022, in NAS, Lemoore, L-E-M-O-O-R-E, California. First up, patient tells me that he was in the canopy in which he was having pressurization and depressurization on the same day 13 times. First up, patient tells me that he felt lightheadedness, dizziness, nausea, and headaches with that. First up, they did not lose any consciousness. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he has significant symptoms every day. First up, he has patient of headaches, nausea, dizziness, blurred vision, ringing in the ears every day. First up, patient also balancing difficulties. According to patient, first up, next paragraph. Patients are currently not working. First up, he tells me that his symptoms are affecting his work. First up, he is currently not employed. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of dictation.